The Ghana Medical Association resumed work today as directed by the National Labour Commission following a three-week strike over conditions of service. The commission also directed the association to meet government officials and report to it this afternoon. We have our correspondent Joyce Jechi, who went around some hospitals with us in the studio to tell us what she's witnessed so far. Welcome back, Joyce.
Thank you.
So to begin with, which hospitals did you visit?
I visited the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, La General Hospital, and the Police Hospital.
So what did you see? Did the doctors report to work as we heard?
Yeah, at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, the doctors were at work, and not in their huge numbers, because according to the PRO, they all run schedules, different shifts, so those who are supposed to be at work today are. And I went to the maternity ward, and there the number, according to the nurses who spoke with me, wasn't that huge like they expect every time, because coming from a weekend, they expected quite a heavy number, but it's not as they anticipated.
What of the police hospital?
Well, the police hospital is quite experiencing quite a large number of patients. The OPD was full to capacity, and also during the strike, they made extension wards. They provide beds outside, and those places are so full. So according to the PRO, acting PRO, Faustina Efia Nunekeku, according to her, they are still receiving this kind of number because a lot of people might not have heard about the news. And also because of the good care they gave to the patients. So some of them still believe they want to be there. So that is the difference between the two hospitals. But at the General Hospital, yeah, it was such a small number of patients that I saw. Effort to contact the administrator didn't yield any positive result because he was at a meeting at that time. So this is the difference that we have here.
And so were the doctors attending to patients as usual?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, those that I saw were busy working. And some of the patients that I spoke with said their cards have been received and the nurses are making arrangements for them to talk to the doctor or see the doctor.
And what message did you get from the patients? Did you read happiness on their faces?
Yeah.
That last strike had been called off?
Yeah, some of them were. But with the an expectant mother that I spoke with at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, she actually was turned out when she realized that she wouldn't be treated at the hospital last week. She came there and was turned off. But then she didn't go to any other hospital, stayed home, and came back today. Though her case wasn't that critical, you could see that she was a little frail.
All right, Joyce, I want to thank you very much for filling us in on your rounds at the various hospitals in the Accra metropolis or in Greater Accra.
And now we hit the phone lines to talk to our correspondents across the country on the resumption of the doctors to the hospitals. First, we go over to the Upper East region where Dagmar Felix Lambert is standing by. Lambert, what is the situation in the Upper East region?
Yeah, well, now today I visited three health facilities in the Bogatanga municipality. That's the Bogatanga Regional Hospital. When I got there, Usually, health facilities and other facilities in the region normally becomes overpopulated on market days. But today, the story was a bit different. I didn't spot a lot of people, or the population in the OPD was not encouraging as it has always been. And this is because some people said they have not heard that doctors are back to work. And I was able to substantiate that when I visited the Amia Hospital, Amia Clinic, and then Africa's Clinic. There, the population was on an increase. And when I had an interaction with some of the patients, they told me that they are not aware that doctors have resumed work. Now, back to the Bogatanga Regional Hospital, I was not able to have an interaction with any of the doctors because one nurse actually told me that they are busy attending to cases that they were not able to attend to whilst they were on strike. And some of these people were always coming, and they asked them to go and come tomorrow, go and come. And so they are now trying to attend to those people and then make sure that they are they are okay. So basically, this is the situation. Amia Hospital was the same thing. The population there was very high. And it's because, as I mentioned, on market days, health facilities and other facilities, the population, when you go there, a lot of people come to make sure that they transact business. So this is the situation. But then the doctors are at post. As I went there, I spotted quite a number of doctors. Some of them were in the consulting room attending to patients.
Right. Thank you very much. Dangma Felix Lambert is our correspondent in the Upper East region, and according to him, doctors are back to the hospitals. And we now go over to the Eastern region, where Kwame Nauma is standing by. Kwame, which hospitals have you visited so far?
This morning, I visited two hospitals, the Kwizer Hospital and the St. Joseph Catholic Hospital, that we popularly know, which was attending to the patients when the doctors laid down their tools. And the second one was the Central Hospital, which is the main one, serving as a referral to the whole of Eastern region. And when I went to the St. Joseph first, that's why you saw that it was encouraging, because some of them had never heard that the doctors have been asked to go back to their work. So some went there on review. Others also were still there receiving treatment. But when I went to the public hospital one, the attendance was encouraging more than what it used to be, because last week when I was going there, some of the pews, many of them were empty. And even you could not see anyone. Most of the cases were being handled by the physician assistant. But today when I went, almost all the doctors were at post and they were attending to their patients. And according to the hospital administrator, Mary Ampuasa Kwete, he said that all of them had resumed. And she was even using this to appeal to public that they are back on duty. So people who are suffering from cases should report to the public hospital for the really trained physicians to attend to them instead of going to the quack ones to compound their problems. So we can assume that now the attendance there was encouraging than what it used to be previously.
Right. Thank you very much. Kwame Nauma is our Eastern Regional Correspondent.
Now, down south to the Western Region is where Stevenson Agri is standing by. Good afternoon to you, Stevenson.
Good afternoon, sir.
Is the situation the same at your end?
Yeah, I might say that the situation here is under control, and then in the Sekendi Takoradi Metropolis in the Western Region, all doctors in the government hospital have resumed work, and patients are happy for such a wonderful move by the Ghana Medical Association. But at Sekendi Takoradi Hospital and Efia Kwanta Hospital, doctors were at post at exactly 8 o'clock. In the morning, they all started working in their various consulting rooms. According to reports from administrators in the various hospitals I visited, some doctors came to work yesterday in the morning and in the evening just to show their readiness towards their action that they have taken now.
Stevenson, what about the numbers? Are they still the same as experienced during the period of a strike?
Not the same, because earlier on Friday, the administrator of Efia Kwanta Regional Hospital, K.K. Boate, gave us something to announce on air that the doctors will be coming, so therefore they should all come to the hospital. And then when we went to the hospital, it looks like everything has totally changed. Because earlier when we went there, it wasn't like that. But people are now sitting unwell, and everything has totally changed. And then you look at people who are coming to the hospital, it's even good that people have now understood what the message that has come.
All right. So I want to thank you very much. Stevenson Agri is our correspondent in the Western region.
And also the Ashanti region, where Nicholas Osei-Wusu is there. Nicholas, which hospitals have you visited? Are the doctors back?
Yes, I can confirm that the members of the Ghana Medical Association who were on strike have resumed work, and they started work this morning. I visited the Konfana Teaching Hospital, the main facility, together with the family hospital that was used to be called the polyclinic. And I've also visited the Mensia Hospital, together with that of the Asante Regional Hospital, designated popularly called Agogo Hospital at Chapatre. And the situation or the story runs through. Apart from the Agogo Hospital, Konfanoche, Main, and then the Polyclinic, together with the Mensia Hospital, very low patronage of health services this morning. And it was confirmed to me by some of the patients who had already had the opportunity of meeting some of the doctors in their consulting rooms to confirm that indeed they were attended to and diagnosed of their sicknesses by medical practitioners. At the polyclinic, some of the patients who had gone to the consulting, who had returned from the consulting rooms, were at the pharmacy department in queues waiting for their turns to get or receive their medications. Then at the Mensia District Hospital, I was told by an assistant administrator that as of 12 midday, About 100 of the patients had already reported to the facility. That is contrary to what would have pertained on a normal working day. They have been recording an average of 300 patients at the OPD per day. By this time, there is very low patronage. In view of the fact that most people, or most members of the public are still not aware that the doctors have resumed duty. So there's the assurance that with the, once the days go by, the situation will change. But the slightly different situation is at the Asante Regional Hospital designated. In fact, there's not much to tell about the difference because all this were during the period of the strike. They were still working on normal schedules because they had already made arrangements with the doctors to take care of patients who were not NHIS subscribers and those who will be coming there because they derive a chunk of their revenue from such patients. So that's the situation.
Right. Thank you very much, Nicholas Osewo. So it's our correspondent in the Ashanti region.
Now to the central region where Kofi Sechiama Pobi is. And good afternoon to you, Kofi. Hello, Kofi Sechiama Pobi.
Yes, good afternoon, Abraham.
Yes, what can you report? Are the doctors back?
Yes, today I visited the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital, the Cape Coast Metropolitan Hospital, and I even moved to the Infantiman Municipality where I visited the Sawpon Hospital. When I go to the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital, I spoke to the Director of Medical Affairs, Dr. Eric Kofi Nyedu, who tells me that all the doctors have come and reported to work. And as according to him, most of the areas, the departments are fully in operation. The pediatric department, the outpatient, the maternity, all of the doctors are at post.
Well, Kofi, what about the patients? Are the numbers still high?
Yes.
Are the numbers still high when you visited these facilities?
Well, the numbers as I saw as at last week, it has really improved. As at last week, because I think the message went down with the people that the doctors are supposed to resume. So when I go to the outpatient department, there were a lot of patients who were around, but as compared to last week. And I spoke to some of them who expressed their joy that the doctors are back. But they believe that this is not going to be an ad hoc measure so that the doctors can still go back to the strike. But they were pleading with the Ghana Medical Association, government and relevant authorities to negotiate well so that the doctors can stay. When I went to the Infantiman Municipal Hospital, that is Sawpon Hospital to be precise, I spoke to the Director of Medical Services, Yvonne Heffron, who tells me that because there were no public or private clinics within the Infantiman Municipality, the Sawpon Hospital has been working even during the strike action, and you could see that doctors, everybody was on duty working. But one thing that is well to be noted is that as at the time I got to the hospital, they were registering some newly posted nurses to the area. As at the time, they have registered 7 enrolled nurses, 9 community health nurses, and 4 other nurses.
Okay, Kofi.
They are going to Kofi, the other district.
We'll be looking forward to that story from you later on the subsequent bulletins. But for now, I want to thank you for joining us. That was our central regional correspondent, Kofi Sechiama Pobi.
And on to the Bonafo region, where John Sam Arthur is standing by. John, are patients getting the health care they require?
Exactly so. Ordinarily in Sunyani, the busiest public hospitals are the regional hospital and then the municipal hospital, both in Sunyani. And they are always a nightmare for doctors when you talk about the numbers that throng those facilities. And I tell you,
John,
I can tell you that the doctor's nightmare is back. I mean, the Sunyani Regional Hospital and the municipal hospital, which are mostly the most attended, are back in full swing. At the municipal hospital, there was a very big, you know, attendance. A whole lot of people looking for healthcare. And the administrator, Zakaria Yakubu, told me that of the 6 doctors in the hospital, 4 are at post as of this morning. 1 is on leave, while the 5th who traveled is en route back to the hospital. And so the patients can, you know, smile easy now. Business is back. And I'm sure this is also good news for the SDA hospital in Sunyani, which was one of the places that was inundated by patients during the heights of the strike. So basically, in Sunyani, we can say all is well now for patients, as the doctors are ready to look after them.
Right. Thank you very much, John Sam Arthur. Is our correspondent in the Bonafu region.
Doctors in Tema post following the National Labour Commission's directive for them to resume work and begin negotiations with the government on their conditions of service. When Radio Ghana visited the Tema General Hospital this morning, the doctors were at post with patients crowded at the outpatients department awaiting to be attended to. The president of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Kwabena Opoku-Iduse, who doubles as the medical director of the Tema General Hospital, briefed the doctors on negotiations made so far. He urged them to discharge their duties with professionalism while the association negotiates for better working conditions for them. Dr. Iduse spoke to Patricia Cheyobini on the outcome of the meeting with the doctors at the Tema General Hospital.
All doctors at the Tema General Hospital, they are post. We had a debriefing session and they are all going to their individual stations to work. At that meeting, I spoke as the medical director of the hospital. We debriefed them and asked them to be professional in their work, and they are working. And of course, we had to say one or two things about their negotiations and the way forward. So yes, they are there. You saw them, all of them are there.
But are they pleased with the outcome?
Of course. I'm not pleased with the outcome, and they will not be pleased with the outcome, because we set out to look for something. That something is not in hand, but there are so many ways of getting that something. So we have to explain to them why there's a need to go on the strike and then to continue negotiation. Whatever it is, everybody cannot be happy at the same time. And even then, you can negotiate, but the implementation phase is another issue altogether. They are okay now. They are starting with. So I also implore all the other doctors all over the country to start work. And I think that they should have monitored from the major hospitals. They've started work as at 8 o'clock. Yeah, they are working.
He appealed to patients to bear with the doctors should they encounter difficulties with the theatres and consulting rooms, since they have been on strike for quite some time now.
There may be one or two omissions because of even preparation of the theater, some of the consulting rooms and all those things. These are things that may be uncomfortable to the clients, but they must bear with us because we've been off for some time and things will not start 100% the same day.